They were not soldiers. They were even more powerful than soldiers. 11 brave journalists. They were on duty making the voice of the poor people of Gaza heard as Israeli bombs rained on the besieged coastal strip. Some of them were deliberately targeted, since they were considered threats because of the message they carried to the world from Gaza.
I witnessed myself the deliberate and direct attack against the two journalists, Mohammed and Khaled, by Israeli forces. They were wearing protection vests and helmets.
The Israeli attacks haven't only targeted reporters, but also their equipment, vehicles, and headquarters.
The main objective of these attacks is to prevent the journalists from doing their job of covering the war crimes committed by Israel and to keep Israel away from the International Criminal Court and the human rights organizations.
International law regarding journalists being attacked during wartime is crystal clear.
Israeli forces deliberately targeted journalists as a result of attacking press agencies' offices and personnel. At least 11 journalists were killed and 27 others were injured. They also attacked a lot of local radio stations like Watan and Al-Aqsa, in addition to other agencies. These are all clear violations of the right to a protection given to journalists according to international law and the Fourth Geneva Convention.
Protection under the international law is meaningless in Gaza when the journalists are deliberately targeted by the Israeli war machines. So far, 11 of them have been killed on duty. Hopefully their sacrifice won't be wasted and the culprits will be held responsible. Hisham Hanna for Press TV, Gaza Strip.